श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु has delivered the world the most precious gift, Krishna Prema, Krishna Bhakti. In this dark age of Kali Yuga, this age of Kali is the age where Maya has the rule over all the earth. Quarrel, uncontrolled senses, so many sinful activities provoked through the influence of Kali all over the world. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come to bestow his mercy, to give everyone the chance of perfecting their lives in Krishna Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made so many wonderful arrangements through his own life and teachings to inspire everyone to become the servant of Krishna. Even while he was living in Navadvip, once he called his devotees together and he told them, "Today we will all clean Krishna's temple. Even the most respectable and honored of all the Vaishnavas, Sri Advaita, Srivas, Shuklambar, Murari, Jagadananda, Vasu Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, Haridas, most respected learned scholars, worshipable Brahmins, advanced devotees, but Mahaprabhu himself, with broom in one hand and shovel in another, began to lead them in cleaning the temples. And he was going place to place, inviting everyone to come to help to clean the temple of Krishna, sweeping, shoveling, washing. It was their greatest joy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master, who is the possessor of all six opulences in full, in what other incarnation does he take such a menial position of cleansing the dirt from the temple of the Lord? In this way, he exhibited how all devotees are of one category, ultimately, of being Krishna's servant, the servant of Krishna's servants. The Supreme Personality, Radha and Krishna, Advaita Charja, who is Sadashiva and also Mahavishnu, Srivas, the greatest of all devotees, Narada, the guru of such exalted paramhamsas as Prahlad and Dhruva. They were all blissfully, joyfully together cleaning the temple of Lord Hari. Such a wonderful, beautiful example for all of us. This is the goal of our life. This is the aspiration of our hearts, to joyfully come together with no sense of importance for ourselves, just the sense of service. And in this way, they so blissfully cleaned the temple of the Lord, and they so blissfully engaged in the Sankirtan of the holy name of the Lord. And the two are so closely interconnected. The devotees joyfully came together for the pleasure of Krishna, cleaning the temple and chanting and dancing in the temple. They are both one process which has been given by the Lord, the process of cleansing our hearts. Cheto dharapana marajanam bhavamahadavagni nirvapanam sreya kharava chandrikhava taranam bijavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pratipadam punamrathashvadanam saravatmashna paramparam vijayate sikrishna sankirtanam. The heart is the temple of the Lord. And this temple is not to be cleaned alone, but Mahaprabhu taught that it should be cleaned joyfully in the association of sincere devotees, by menial service and by the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is the gift, this is the fortune that we so gratefully are receiving in our lives. Although it is available to everyone, still so very few are willing to accept. People are so preoccupied with trying to decorate their dying bodies through so many means, trying to increase their prestige, prolong the duration of their life, enjoy their senses, build their empires, which are crumbling moment or moment into dust. Therefore, Mahaprabhu himself, he would go door to door, house to house, person to person, and humbly appeal, kindly help to clean the temple of the Lord. Come and join the Sankirtan of the holy name. And we as his servants, it is our divine obligation, as well as our greatest treasure, to have the opportunity to assist in this most glorious mission. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, made his life the life of mercy, distributing the mercy of Mahaprabhu, inviting everyone to accept the treasure of Krishna Prema. by coming into the movement of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada very specifically designed his presentation of Krishna consciousness so that the whole world could come, at least have the opportunity to come and perfect their lives. And this is our life and soul, to simply help assist those great servants of Srila Prabhupada to continue what he has so kindly given to the world, to assist him in his divine offering at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada did not want us so concerned with our own personal liberation as he wanted us concerned with pleasing Lord Chaitanya by pushing forward his great mission. So often we hear Srila Prabhupada's lectures. He was defeating scientists. He was exposing Mayavadis. He was condemning material sense gratification. He was a bold preacher in the mood of Srila Saraswati Thakur. And for us, knowing that this was the mission of Gurudev, these topics being pleasing to him are more vital and more transcendentally purifying than even the highest topics. Of Krishna consciousness. Why? Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi. Because by pleasing Guru we please Krishna. And by pleasing Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna, we should know that everything is included in that. This was the mood and the direction which Srila Prabhupada put our movement. And we are to have great faith that everything is included in sincerely trying to purify our own lives by performing attentive sadhana as he has instructed, by humbly associating with devotees as he has instructed, and in his mood to boldly preach the glories of the Lord and invite everyone to come to the transcendental family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one of the great desires that Srila Prabhupada cherished in his heart was that these books which Lord Sri Krishna had written directly through him could be distributed far and wide throughout the world. But also he wanted the devotees to behave amongst each other as well as within society in such a way that they were exemplary personifications of the teachings of his books. The books are the basis, but through preaching in our words, in our example, in our interrelationships. He desired that we create a culture which revealed that the teachings of his books could transform people's lives practically. And this is our life. Our life is centered around Srila Prabhupada's books. By reading them, by distributing them, by preaching from them, by living by them. We can attract the most intimate attention of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and our lives are perfect. So it is very pleasing. It is very pleasing to see how devotees have made great endeavor in this book distribution program that is going on. It is pleasing because we know it is what Guru Maharaj wants. And we see how when we make Gurudev's desire our desire, we become blissful. We become empowered. And the most congenial forms of spiritual intimacy is created amongst ourselves. So all of us, whoever we may be, wherever we may be, we can all be a part of this divine mission. This Krishna consciousness movement is designed so that we are all extending ourselves for the sake of preaching, for the sake of helping others to become better devotees. And if we just work together in this way, so many wonderful things will be manifested through our endeavors. This is Krishna's promise, and this is the perfection of our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Very happy to see all of you again. Your great kindness to maintain this beautiful temple of Sri Radha Gopinathji. Every time we come, the temple, the deities, the devotees appear more effulgent. Maybe it's because I'm becoming duller and duller that I'm seeing things becoming more and more effulgent around me. But even in my dullness, some spark of effulgence comes alive when I see all of you working so hard to push forward Lord Chaitanya's movement. You will never understand what it is to get off an airplane of 350 people trying to relieve their material suffering through all forms of sense gratification, to come into a temple of devotees. We should not forget how fortunate we are. We should never think that we are fortunate because of who we are. We should think that we are fortunate because of what the devotees are giving us. That is our fortune. We should never be proud and think, because I am a devotee, I am very great. We should never think, because I am a Vaishnav, I am superior to anyone else. We should think that because the devotees are so kind, that is my only fortune. It is not that we are fortunate in ourselves, but we are fortunate due to what we are being given. And if we stop taking it, we become unfortunate. A devotee is never full in himself. A devotee's fullness is eternally on the basis of how he is opening, or she is opening, her hearts to receive Krishna, which is coming so wonderfully through his devotees. So I am grateful to all of you for endeavoring in so many ways to try to make me fortunate. Go to Prema Anandi. Hari Bol.